This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States confirmed its first case of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus. Dr. Anthony Fauci said the individual was a traveler who returned from South Africa on November 22nd and tested positive on the 29th of November. Fauci says the person was fully vaccinated and has mild symptoms, which are getting better. Officials say all the person's close contact with the individual have tested negative. The Biden administration's restrictive travel from Southern Africa is moving to tighten rules for overseas travelers. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Wednesday said that Southern African nations that first detected the Omicron COVID-19 variant are being collectively punished with travel restrictions, and he urged common sense to respond to the new variant. He appealed to more than 50 governments that have imposed travel restrictions on visitors from South Africa and seven other African countries amid concerns the new mutation is highly transmissible. The WHO urges all travelers to adhere to mitigation measures, including getting vaccinated, washing your hands, and wearing a mask. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned on Wednesday that President Vladimir Putin could quickly order an invasion of Ukraine if he has a pretext. At a news conference, Blinken said the United States and other NATO members are ready to take action should Russia decide to invade Ukraine. He said, "We are prepared to impose severe costs for further Russian aggression in Ukraine." The Secretary of State declined to provide details about the sanctions. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has said that the country must be prepared for a very giant struggle next year to continue to make progress in areas including defense, agriculture, construction, according to a state media report on Thursday. Kim made the remarks Wednesday at a meeting of the Central Committee of the ruling Workers' Party. Kim had sought to boost the economy and power supply with this plan, but UN agencies have said food and electricity shortages remain, exacerbated by sanctions imposed over North Korea's nuclear and missiles program, the COVID-19 pandemic, and natural disasters. Russia said on Wednesday it was ordering U.S. embassy staff who have been in Moscow for more than 3 years to fly home by January 31st, a retaliatory move for a U.S. decision to limit the terms of Russian diplomats. The step, the latest in an escalating diplomatic row, comes after Russia's ambassador to the United States said last week that 27 Russian diplomats and their families were being expelled from the U.S. and would leave on January 30th. Washington says the diplomats were not expelled, but had been in the country for longer than a new three-year limit. Further reductions in U.S. Embassy staff in Moscow would put pressure on an operation that Washington has already described as being close to a caretaker presence amid tit-for-tat expulsions and other restrictions. Pro-government forces in Ethiopia have recaptured the northern town of Lalibela, a United Nations World Heritage Site, from Tigray forces, according to the Office of Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The Tigray's People Liberation Front and forces aligned with the group that seized control of the historic town in northern Ethiopia's Amhara region about 4 months ago. The TPLF ruled Ethiopia for three decades. The war began about a year ago with Abiy's deployment of troops to the northern regional state of Tigray in response to the TPLF seizure of military bases. The ensuing conflict has killed thousands of people, displaced several million from their homes, and left more than 9 million people dependent on food aid. And the Women's Tennis Association Wednesday announcing the immediate suspension of all WTA tournaments in China over the controversy involving Huang Shui, a tennis star who said she was sexually assaulted by a high-ranking Chinese Communist Party official. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.